In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want to congratulate all of you for the start of the spring of our spiritual life, this great season of the great fast, and we ask God to aid us with His grace so we can offer a fast that's acceptable by Him. Fasting is the way for us to return and living again once more in the kingdom of God. In the beginning, the story starts with Adam and Eve living in this garden, the first presentation of the kingdom of God. While they were living there, they enjoyed many things. First of all, they delighted in God's presence uninterrupted. Nothing was opposing their joy because they are living in His presence. They are comforted by God's guide. Adam also was given dominion over all creation. Nothing is giving him any kind of hard time. He is in total control over everything. He lived also in a life of peace and harmony. In his heart, there was no division. Nothing is pulling him here or there, trying to get him to do something that he does not want to do, and all of the creation was subdued to him. He lived in harmony and peace also with his wife, lived together working under the leadership of the Lord God. Adam at that time also enjoyed love and compassion towards his wife. The first time he saw her, he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." All of these graces and blessings he enjoyed because he fulfilled the condition of living in God's kingdom, that's to submit to God's lordship and His command. There was only one command: to fast, not to eat from a certain tree. He enjoyed all of this when he made himself subject and accepted God's will. Then what happened? When we follow the story, everything is disturbed when he started to break the command of not to eat. So he ate, he and his wife. And when he broke God's law, he was broke by it. We cannot break God's law with no cost. Sometimes we assume that this is going to be fun, just to break the command of God for an hour. Everything will be okay. When we do it, we are making ourselves to be subject to break ourselves. And then what happened? Exactly opposite of what we were talking about, his status in the garden started to happen. Instead of this sense of serenity and peace, he is now experiencing fear and anxiety, and he wants to hide himself. The same applies on us. Every time we choose to break God's command, this is the outcome, with no exception. It's exactly the same every single time. Instead of having dominion, now he is losing control. And he is humiliated even before the creation. Everything is coming against him. He is not the master anymore, and he is suffering this kind of animosity between him and the creation around. The loss of control and humiliation, we can see it also in the life of a person like the prodigal son that we are going to hear about him in a few weeks. He was living as a master under the roof of his father. When he left, assuming he will find joy, we find him serving swine, desiring to eat even from their food. It's a humiliation. The people of Israel, when they obeyed God's command and lived under the direction of His instructions, they were masters. And the nation of Israel was one of the greatest at that time. When they started to go astray, the same result, the humiliation and loss of control. In this status of fall also was the loss of compassion and the rise of evil among men. The woman that Adam, when he saw for the first time, said, "This is my bone and this is my flesh. Now he is looking at her as if she's a stranger, pointing finger at her and say, the woman you gave me, she is the reason. This sounds like something common when we hear people mocking marriage or pointing to each other as the cause of their misery. This is again the outcome of living not in the kingdom of God, but in our own realm. Cain and Abel, a brother is killing his brother, story that still happens till today. All of these, again, were the outcome of transgressing God's command. The Great Fast is a reminder for us that we are called to go back and live in God's kingdom. God's kingdom does not start in the life after death. It starts from here, and we are given a chance. The Lord Christ, when he came in the flesh, the first words he came with to preach is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here. I am proclaiming for you that it is going to be restored, and restored as of the time of my incarnation. But again, to have, in order for us to get there, we have to remember this rule. If thy kingdom come, then thy will be done. Both of them, they go hand in hand. If I want to live in God's kingdom, I have to accept God's lordship. If thy kingdom come, then thy will be done. I cannot violate this rule. I cannot assume that I can live in God's kingdom while I am transgressing his command. How is the restoration? How can get back? As we fill by transgressing the command of fasting, then we declare our subjection to God's command by fasting once more. So today the church read for us the gospel from St. Matthew, speaking about three things: fasting, prayers, and almsgiving. Fasting is to regain control over myself. If I cannot control myself, I have no hope to control anything else. We struggle sometimes to maybe lead our homes while I cannot lead myself. It is a difficult thing. It's very hard to do. The second thing is prayer, finding again delight and comfort in God's presence. We run to him. Fasting without prayer is just a diet. We are not dieting when we are starting the great fast. And charity is a symbol of compassion and feeling people around me. These three things, this triad, fasting, prayer, and charity, is the way for us to live back in God's kingdom. With this restoring triad, there is an essential change that has to happen in our mindset. This change, I will summarize it in few points. The first one is, when I break God's command, I have to understand and remember that I lose my freedom, and with it, I lose my joy and sense of purpose. Every time we decide to go against what we know is right and to try to stretch our hands to the forbidden tree, there we end up losing our freedom, being enslaved, and with it, we lose our joy, and then life has no purpose. Life becomes pain. Every day becomes a burden. The second change in our mindset is, I only fool myself when I look for shortcuts. When the first thing that come to my mind with the beginning of the fast, how I can cut corners and get through it with the least toil and labor, I am just fooling myself. I am taking the burden without taking the reward in it. The third change is, with fasting, prayer, and charity, there should be a change in the heart, an abandonment of the evil doings and the works of darkness. I cannot be fasting, praying, come to the church, and I'm still visiting porn sites. This does not work this way. They are not going to cancel each other. Actually, what is going to happen is, I will lose the value of everything I'm doing. This is the change in heart. I cannot be fasting, praying, and giving alms while I'm unfair to people. I am cruel to some people. I am treating them with some kind of harshness. I cannot forgive others. I am holding grudge. All of these again will hinder my the benefit from the fast. Another change in mindset is to understand that God's command is for my own benefit. When I fight against it, I am fighting against my well-being. Look here the words of the Lord in the book of Jeremiah. He say, they shall be my people and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them. It is for the good of us that we are starting the fast. It is because this is beneficial, because this is something that's going to make us better people. Have to understand this. People, when they fight against the church because of the fast and how lengthy and how tiring is it, they are actually fighting against themselves. I am shooting myself in the foot, as they say. I'm not helping myself when I speak these kinds of words that reflect a great deal of misunderstanding. We need also to remind ourselves that only when I am a member in His kingdom here, then I can have hope to be in His kingdom in the age to come. Eternity does not come by surprise. I cannot live here away from His kingdom. It is my will that will be done. And then I will hope that after I die, something magic will happen and I will be in heaven. It does not work this way. I have to live it from here. All of the struggle should start here. I have to make myself again subject to God's command, thy will be done, from here, in order for me to hope to be in His kingdom later. The last thing to remind ourselves with, we start the fast because we are in Him. He is fasting. Christ is going to start fasting tomorrow. Are we in Him or are we going our own way? We are going to hear today in the distribution, Christ fasted for us. Is He going to fast for me and I'm not going to fast for myself? Does this make any sense? That someone come and say, I will do it for you, or I do it with you. And I say, but I'm not going to do it myself. I cannot claim that I'm in Him while I have my own agenda, my own calendar. My great fast starts maybe 3-4 weeks from now. The church that I'm a member in is going to start fasting tomorrow. Am I a member truly, or just I have the name? I'm Coptic by birth, but not by truly alienation with the aligning myself, and I'm truly loyal to this church. This is the question. I'm fasting because I am in Him, and I am a member in the body of Christ, that's the church. May the Lord to grant all of us a blessed season where we all start fasting as of tomorrow with diligence, perseverance, and I pray that we will gain the fruits of this season, and to God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.